టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత మధ్యలీల ద లార్డ్స్ డాన్సింగ్ అండ్ రథయాత్ర చాప్టర్ 13 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 18. మహాప్రభు సుఖ పైలా ససేవా దేకితే మహాప్రభురా కృపా హైలా సే సేవా హైతే. మహాప్రభు సుఖ పైల సే సేవా దేకితే లా సే సేవ మహాప్రభు కృప హైల సే సేవా హైతే. మహాప్రభు సుఖ పైల సే సేవా దేకితే మహాప్రభు కృపా హైల సే సేవా హైతే. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Mahaprabhu, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sukha Paila, felt very happy. Se Seva, that kind of service. Dekite, to see. Mahaprabhura, of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krupa, mercy. Haila, there was. Se seva hoite, because of that service. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Purport. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotion service.
అతాపితే దేవ పదాంబుజద్వయ ప్రసాదలేశానుగ్రహీతయేవహి జానాతి తత్వం భగవన్ మహిమ్నో నాచాన్యయేకోపి చిరం విచిన్వన్.
A devotee who has received even a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Pratapudra was very eager to see Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. But when Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus the king became eligible to receive Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated by Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beej. The seed of devotion service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy one gets the association of a bona fide Guru. And by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of Bhakti Yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే.
టుడే మోస్ట్ ఆస్పిషియస్ డే ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ జగన్నాథ్ రథయాత్ర. సో వీల్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ జగన్నాథ్ రథయాత్ర. ఆన్ మే 1934 in Alarnath temple in Puri, His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur foretold the future, saying that one day we should take the Lord Jagannath in aeroplane rath, and have a rathyatra on the streets of London, and in each and every house we should install Lord Chaitanya's DT. So that was in 1934. So later on, His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the most beloved disciple of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, made that prediction true. And then in 1965, he established ISKCON. And in 1967, Srila Prabhupada organized, with the help of his disciples, especially Jayananda Prabhu, to organize the first Rath Yatra of in the Western world, like that. So many people, they don't understand the unique features of Lord Jagannath. They, lotus eyes, wide lotus eyes, you know, reddish mouth, and then, expanded face. So people think, what is this? Once one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, why Lord Jagannath looks different from Krishna? Srila Prabhupada replied, is it? Does he look different? Like that. So, this worship of Lord Jagannath started in Swayambhu Manu's era. Swayambhu Manu, Lord Jagannath declared to him that I will appear, on the full moon day of Jyeshta, month. So, on this day, they perform Snan Yatra. Right? Srila Prabhupada, many times some devotees say that Lord Jagannath falls sick. And, that's why Lord Jagannath doesn't give darshan. They give medicine and all. But Srila Prabhupada said, actually the real reason they don't give darshan of Lord Jagannath, because it's a Daru Brahma, they repaint the deity. If any repairs are to be done, they do that. And they, for 15 days, Lord Jagannath doesn't give darshan. One more reason Srila Prabhupada gives is that Lord Jagannath, all the time he gives, very busy giving darshan. He doesn't spend much time with the goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji. And Lakshmiji is always complaining that you don't spend much time with me. So that is why Lord Jagannath spends full 15 days with goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji. Like that. There are many. So when the Lord Jagannath gives darshan again, for the purpose of going on the chariot, that is, many people, they come take darshan. It is called Navayavana. Navayavana darshan. Like that. Even during, when Lord Ramchandra, before leaving this world, he called Vibhishan, and he instructed him that Lord Jagannath is our Ikshvaku Vamsha's Ishtadeva. You should keep the worship going on. That is why this Lord Jagannath, it is said that there is one devotee, Mahapatra. So it really happened that once he was going, and then he saw one person, very tall, 30-40 feet tall, and he was taking darshan of Lord Jagannath and going. And this Mahapatra saw him, then he asked, who are you? He said, I am Vibhishan. I am Vibhishan. Then he gave, his, bangle, what, kadi, So, such a huge, big diameter to him. They say it's still there in Jagannath Puri. Like that. So, all these great personalities, they come and worship Lord Jagannath in the Jagannath Puri. Hare Krishna. So, this question is asked, who is Jagannath? Right? So, this Jagannath form, all of you know, like there is no need to, all these pastimes, all of us we know. But still we recount these pastimes on these special days because it is required. Like, other day I was hearing one lecture, One devotee was telling, many people they complain that, Are you come to ISKCON, every time they give the same lecture. Why like that? You know, we should speak different things. So he was giving a very good explanation that every day you go and you catch the same train, same bus. Right? Every day you go to the same office. Every day you meet the same people. Every day you do the same work. Every day you come and meet the same wife and same children. But when you come to ISKCON, why do you want every day new things? I thought it's a good thing. So he was explaining that we should hear and again, right? We must have heard last time, but we have forgotten the details. So, like that. So it is said, Lord Krishna, when he was in Dwarka, when he was hearing pastimes of Vrindavan, he left Vrindavan, but he was always thinking about Radharani and the gopis and Vrajavasis and all. So he used to feel great separation from all the Vrajavasis. So when he was hearing again the pastimes of Vrindavan, he developed this form of Lord Jagannath. So this Lord Jagannath's form is Krishna. He is feeling separation from Srimati Radharani. So Krishna crying for Radharani is Lord Jagannath. And then same Krishna, when he saw Srimati Radharani and other gopis, they are more happy than himself. So he was thinking, why they are more happy than me? Because I am Akhil Rasamrita Murthy. I am actually happiest person. You know. But the Radharani and gopis, they are more happy than me. So what is the reason? So, Krishna assumed the form of Radharani, mood of Radharani, and became Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Radharani crying for Krishna. And then Jagannath is Krishna crying for Radharani. So, like Gaur Govind Maharaj says, this is Jagannath Puri is a milan of these two wonderful forms, Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why this kshetra is known as Vipralamba Kshetra, or another word in English is called crying kshetra, where Lord Jagannath is crying for Radharani, and Radharani is crying for Krishna. Right? So, Jagannath pastimes, it started, I was telling that Lord Krishna says, O King, I appeared on the full moon day of the month of Jyeshta. This is the day on which we observe Snana Purnima. So this happened during the time of Swayambhu Manu. So that was approximately 15 crores, 34 lakh years back. 15 crores, 34 lakh years back. So this is the time, that was the time Indradyumna Maharaj appeared and then Lord Jagannath manifested and all that. That was the time. Then there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. And then the next Manvantra, Swarochisa Manu's time, this Jagannath Rathyatra has started. That means some 14 crore, so many years, lakhs of years back. Since then, Jagannath Rathyatra is happening. And then it will happen up to half of his lifetime of Brahma. Right? Half of his lifetime, these Jagannath Rathyatra pastimes happen. Then many times, when Aurangzeb sent his army men to attack Lord Jagannath temple, so that time that king, he actually surrendered to that Senapati, and he has hidden the, then he has given many gifts and all. They came to, you know, loot the, you know, all the jewelry and all. So he gave, but Lord Jagannath deities, he has hidden them behind in Vimala Devi temple. And they made some other deities of Lord Jagannath and they kept them there. And the Senapati came and he thought this Jagannath only real Jagannath, and then he took them away. For almost 11 years during Aurangzeb's time, they were doing Rathyatra within the temple. They built a small rath and they built a, they were doing. And then without ringing the bell, just like when we give Bhagavatam class, we don't ring the bell while doing Aarti. So without ringing the bell inside Bimla Devi temple, every day they would conduct the worship Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. You know? So for 11 years, Rathyatra did not happen during Aurangzeb's time on the streets of Grand Road in Puri. So later on, actually if you see, the Britishers, you know, they were very shocked. You know, even these political parties and all, whenever their leader comes, they put huge hoardings and they distribute pamphlets, they do campaigning on the, you know, vehicles, autos and all, to gather people. You know, sometimes not many people come. You know? But the Britishers were shocked during the time. They would see one day before Rathyatra, there is no one. Right? On the day of Rathyatra, the whole city of Jagannath Puri is filled. And then around 10 lakh people they come. You know? And they do Rathyatra. And by the evening, they are gone. They were all used to wonder, what is this form, you know? Mulach of, you know, Orissa, they used to call. Britishers were shocked, you know, how, what is that, you know? So popular, and without any advertisement, nothing, you know, just the people know that Rathyatra is there. And then Orissa people especially, they love, you know, this Rathyatra. And their Pranadhan is Lord Jagannath, you know, Orissa people. So they are great devotees of Lord Jagannath, right? So Orissa people, that's why Lord Jagannath's mercy, he kept them, you know, poor. So that, you know, they remain pure devotees. Otherwise, once you become rich, you know, you may forget Lord Jagannath, right? So then one Brahmana, he became very upset. He became very upset that Rathyatra is not happening. Then he went all the way to Delhi to meet Aurangzeb and request him, no, please allow this Rathyatra, like that. Then one day before Rathyatra, one day before the Brahmana was to meet Aurangzeb, Lord Jagannath came in the dream of Aurangzeb and told him, you know, you should allow this Rathyatra. And the next day this Brahmana came. And, you know, this Brahmana came and then Aurangzeb was shocked. Hare, yesterday only I got this dream that Lord Jagannath requested me to have Rathyatra. And Aurangzeb allowed, you know. Then to the shock of everybody, Aurangzeb was the most cruel Muslim ruler who destroyed at least 1,000 temples in and around Mathura. He was the one who destroyed Govindevji temple and all that. But Lord Jagannath, we don't know the you know, ways and you know, pastimes of Lord Jagannath. Right? So Lord Jagannath showed mercy on Aurangzeb. You know, Aurangzeb was so cruel and killing Hindus and so much he did. But Lord Jagannath went to the dream of Aurangzeb and, you know, showed the mercy. So later on, Aurangzeb's heart was melted. He gave lot of donation. Previously, the kings used to give land and jewelry to the deities in the temple. So Aurangzeb, he gave a tract of land for Lord Jagannath's temple's use and some jewelry and all. So it was noted in the gadget of Jagannath temple. It is there. Then he repented that, you know, why we come and why we go. Somehow I came here and then I have done so many unlawful activities which may be angry to, not pleasing to Allah. So he repented. that, I don't know what will be my destination after my birth, like after my death. So like that, sometimes there was some break around third century, Buddhists, they have captured, many people they think that Saivites think that Jagannath is Lord Shiva. Ganpats, they think that Lord Jagannath is Ganpati. Shaktas, they think Lord Jagannath is Shakti. Vaishnavas, they think that Lord Jagannath is Krishna. And Rambhaktas, they think Lord Jagannath is Ramchandra. Like that, Lord Jagannath caters to everybody. So Buddhists used to think Lord Jagannath is Buddha. So they came and took away Lord Jagannath. They came and took away Lord Jagannath. Then in South India, in Chola dynasty, Pandu Raj is there. Then he came and he conquered them and he brought the Lord Jagannath and Baldev Subhadra and reinstalled them. And then he actually performed Rath Yatra. Right? So that is why when Jagannath ji, they bring from the temple to the chariot, it is called Pandu Vijay, Pahandi Vijay. No, there are various names, right? Pahandi Vijay, Pandu Vijay. Because this name came because after the king of this Pandu Raj of South India. Because he is the one again restarted, Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra. So like that, Jagannath Rath Yatra is very famous all over the world. And then when Srila Prabhupada was very small, he always used to, of course he himself conducted Rath Yatra. And then he always used to dream that I would go to Rath Yatra, Jagannath Puri and Rath Yatra and all that. Then once Srila Prabhupada came and with his Western disciples, they did not allow foreign Vaishnavas to inside the temple. So Srila Prabhupada was very angry. He told, what do you think? Krishna, Lord Jagannath is Jagat ke Nath, not Vadiyanath. Vadiyanath. Why are you not allowing? Then he had his own Rath Yatras and like that. So many people, they criticize ISKCON that they think that Rath Yatra, actually Lord Jagannath has his own scriptures, has his own Vidhan and all. Little bit different from other Pancharatrika Vidhis, like that. That is when Ramanujacharya wanted to change. He wanted to have an argument with these pujaris. The pujaris went and complained to Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath, in the night, he took Ramanuja and threw him away so many miles. And he came and fell in Kurmakshetra. Right? Like that. So that pastime also is there. So it is... Lord Jagannath has very different, his own scriptures and own, type of worship and all, like that. So Srila Prabhupada started this Rath Yatra later on in the Western countries. So people criticize, why they, ISKCON people, they start on a different day. Right? On a different day. So there is a reason for that. Yesterday we celebrated Gundicha Margin. Right? So this Gundicha temple is 4 kilometers away from Jagannath temple. Of course nowadays both the sides, so many buildings are there, some meat shops are there. All that. But previously, on one side, coconut trees used to be there. On the other side, gardens used to be there. And Mahaprabhu used to think, Jagannath used to think, he's going to Vrindavan. So Gundicha temple is considered Sundarachal. He is considered Vrindavan. And then Jagannath temple is considered Kurukshetra or Dwarka, where Lord Jagannath, he is worshipped very opulently, like that. So this Gundicha temple is cleaned very nicely, like yesterday we had done. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his associates, he performed this pastime of cleaning the Gundicha temple. Hundreds and hundreds of brooms Mahaprabhu got, the king arranged. and thousands of pots they arranged to bring water. And all the assistants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu himself with his own hands cleaned the Gundicha temple. So in the beginning he cleaned the temple with brooms and all. Then he used to encourage whoever would collect more dust. Mahaprabhu used to praise him. Wow, wow, you have done a nice service. Right? Whoever would collect less dust, you know, Mahaprabhu was not pleased. You know, he would ridicule. Then all the Vaishnavas, they used to feel ashamed. Then all the devotees, they were bringing water. Some devotees are bringing water. Some people are, you know, some devotees are cleaning. And each time they want to address somebody, they would say, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, like that. So there is a tumultuous sound of Hare Krishna going on in Gundicha margin, during Gundicha margin. So Mahaprabhu cleaned first all the dust, you know, grains, sand particles, pebbles, you know, all that. Then again, the second time he cleaned so that there will be no dust at all. Completely spotlessly pure, clean. Then not only that, he cleaned outside the temple also. He cleaned outside the temple also. Spick and span. Srila Prabhupada quoted Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur commentary in Chaitanya Charitamrita in this regard. So this is, there is a philosophy behind this, why Mahaprabhu performed this pastime of Gundicha margin. The first part is, when we invite a great person, that place, you know, for him to sit, you know, that place should be very clean. So we want Krishna to come and sit in our heart. So we should clean our heart very clean, pure. We should keep our heart very pure. Right? Otherwise, Shrunutam Sva Katha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hrudyantastho Hi Abhadrani Vidunoti Surusatam. Krishna is sitting in our heart. Krishna also will help us cleaning our heart. At the same time, Krishna wants to stay there, Prabhupada writes. Krishna wants to stay there so that we should continue to keep the heart clean. Right? So, what are the contaminations? You know, the desire for material sense gratification and desire for nama puja pratishta, subtle desire, and then desire for achieving yoga siddhis, desire for mukti. All these are contaminations. So, in the beginning, when he cleaned dust of contamination, you know, in the heart. So Srila Prabhupada writes that it indicates that one should become free from all material desires. All material desires. If somebody has material desires, then he will be in mode of passion. So material desires means he will aspire for economic development. Economic development. And then then his mind is always agitated to earn more and more money to satisfy his material desires. So that is why one should keep the heart very clean of all material desires. You know, that is the indication first. Next level is grains of straws and other pebbles and all. You know, Prabhupada writes that if they are there, you know, Lord will feel uncomfortable. It will be irritating to the Lord. So what are they? They are all desire for liberation, desire for yoga siddhis, you know, all these things. You know. So that is second round of cleaning. They should be cleaned off. One more thing, not only that he cleaned inside the temple, but he cleaned outside the temple also. So that all these straws and pebbles and all, again they don't come back, dust and all, they don't come back to the temple. So that indicates, Prabhupada writes, that sometimes if you keep you are cleansed of all these things, but again they may reappear in our heart, so that we should push them away far. So all these things, Prabhupada says, kutinati, you know, puja, labha puja pratishta, you know, duplicity, you know, all this, you know, all these things, they are actually also should be cleansed of, so that when we clean the temple, marble is very clean, then you feel very cool. So when we become free from all these desires, then the mind will become very peaceful. mind will become pure. Cheto darpana marjanam. Now that time, Krishna would like to come and sit in our heart. Right? So the meaning of Ratyatra is that, you know, Mahaprabhu is saying that actually, Radharani is saying that actually my heart, you know, there is no difference. For others, you know, mind and heart are different. For me, mind and heart are same. So that is Vrindavan. So you please come and keep your lotus feet in my heart, because it is Vrindavan only. So you like Vrindavan, so you come. So meaning of Ratyatra means, you know, Srila Prabhupada explained, you pull the chariot where Krishna is sitting, you know, and then keep him and then invite him to sit in your heart. Right? That's why Prabhupada said, any day you can do Ratyatra. Ratyatra means pulling the Krishna into your heart. Right? So like that. So that is why Srila Prabhupada justified that, you know, we can have Ratyatra. Every day you can have one Ratyatra. Right? Like that. So many people, they say, of course it is there, that somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, by what is the benefit of, you know, having darshan of Lord Jagannath on the chariot? Right? So they say that once you see Lord Jagannath on the chariot, then you will get shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. So is it so? They asked Sri Prabhupada. Like, there is a verse from Padma Purana. Ashadasya dvitiyayam ratakuryad visheshataha ashada shukla dasyam dasayam japahoma mahotsavam ratastam vrajantantam mahavedi mahotsave e pashyanti madbhaktaya vashastesham hare pade satyam satyam punasatyam pratijnatam dvijottama natashreyo prado vishnur utsava shastra sammataha. So this is from Padma Purana. It is said that Ashad Mas, on the second day in Pushya Nakshatra, one should, when the Shukla Paksha, so during that time, one should have Rathyatra. So what is the benefit of having darshan of Rathyatra? Ye pashyanti mad bhaktya, those who have darshan of this Rathyatra, vashastesham hare pade, they will get the shelter of Lord Vishnu. That means they get liberation. They go back home, back to Godhead. Somebody asked Sri Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, yes. Yes. But you should remain pure. You go to Lord Jagannath Rathyatra, you have darshan of Lord Jagannath. As soon as you see Lord Jagannath on the chariot, all your sins are nullified. Prabhupada says, one should go and have darshan of Lord Jagannath and keep yourself pure. You know, keep yourself pure. Otherwise, it's like Kunjara Saucham, Hati Snan. You come back and have darshan, and you come back and again, keep committing sinful activities. That means you are not interested. Just like, you know, you go to the hospital, then you say, I have seen the hospital. No, you have seen the hospital. No, you should take the medicine and then you should get cured. Then, but you take the injection and then again you come back and then again do the same thing which made you sick. Then what is the use? You know, that is the, right? Otherwise, so many people come and have darshan of Ratyatra. So it doesn't mean that they'll come back to Godhead. Right? So, but if again we contaminate ourselves, then again we'll go back. Because once we contaminate ourselves, that means we are not interested in going back home, back to Godhead. Right? Prabhupada says, sinful activities and sense gratification and self-realization, they cannot go together. We have to give up sinful activities. Unless we give up sinful activities, how can we go back to Godhead? So this is the Rathyatra. Like that, there is one more pastime. With the Lord Jagannath pastimes are incomplete without mentioning what you call Nabi Brahma. 1996, you know, there is something called Navakalevara. You know, Navakalevara means they usually every 12 years they change the deities, right? Of Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And behind Jagannath temple there is a what is Vaikuntha? Koil Vaikuntha. So there, you know, Lord Jagannath, they bury them. And they have a process where, you know, Lord Jagannath appears in the dream of one Brahmana, and then where that wood is available and all that stuff. Like that. So then the head pujari, they blindfold him. They, you know, tie a cloth around his eyes. And the old Jagannath, they open. There is a, you know, opening in the Nabhi, and there is a Nabhi Brahma, right? And they take out that Nabhi Brahma and put that Nabhi Brahma in the new Jagannath deity, in the new Jagannath deity, right? So anybody who wanted to see, you know, one pujari, he wanted to see what is this Nabhi Brahma, he immediately died. Nobody knows what it is. They say that some sapphire and something like that. Some people, they say that it is a navel of Lord Krishna. All that. So there, during Navakalevara ceremony, so they take out that Nabhi Brahma and put inside Lord Jagannath. Once in 1590, one Muslim ruler came and attacked Jagannath Puri, and he took Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra back to Calcutta. They looted all the properties, and they have taken away Lord Jagannath deities, and they went to Calcutta and Hooghly River. On the bank of Hooghly River, they put fire to Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Right? There's one Brahmana, Vishnu Mohanty, he, without their knowledge, he followed them. When they put fire, then all the Sainiks and all, they went away. And this Vishnu Mohanty jumped into the fire. And these soldiers were shocked, stunned. And what happened? You know? Then he was there. And because he was... then he went inside the fire and he caught hold of the Nabhi Brahma. You know, Nabhi Brahma. And then he was... because of the effect of Nabhi Brahma and by the mercy of Lord Jagannath, he was not burnt. In the evening when the fires were put off and all, and then all the soldiers were watching, and then he came out of the fire, and then he just walked off. And the soldiers fainted, you know, what is this? Whole day he was in the fire and nothing happened. And he took the Nabhi Brahma and went away. Then all the devotees were lamenting, Jagannath was gone, Jagannath is gone. So they were crying. And then Lord Jagannath, that time Ramchandra Dev, he was the king of Puri. Lord Jagannath appeared in the dream of Ramchandra Dev, and he told him that, don't worry, my devotee Vishnu Mohanty, he actually saved this Nabhi Brahma. He lives in Kurda Road. You go there and request him to give back, and then again make my deities and put that Nabhi Brahma, and then have Rath Yatra. Right? Then he went there, and then he requested that Brahmana, and then he got that Nabhi Brahma, and again they made deities of Lord Jagannath, and they had Rath Yatra. That's why this Ramchandra Dev, he is known as Nava Indradyumna, because he re-established Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, like that. Then Lord Jagannath, he moves by his own free will, nobody can pull him. It happened during Mahaprabhu's pastimes also, that Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra was going on, and suddenly Rath stopped, and all the, you know, the devotees, they were trying, and the king brought huge elephants, you know, to push the chariot, you know, but chariot did not move, right? And he brought so many soldiers, then they tried to push Jagannath, Rath still did not move. But Mahaprabhu came and then just pushed with his head, little bit push, then Rath started rolling like that. So when Prabhupada instructed, you know, Prabhupada was sick at the time in 1967. Then he told Jayananda Prabhu and all, have Rathyatra. And then they built one in the truck, you know. They made a temporary arrangement and they were having Rathyatra. Then Jayanand Prabhu, they were driving, and then the lorry will go up and come back. And they were very scared. What will happen? And it will stop. Again it would go up, again it will come down, and then it will stop. Like that. So, all the devotees, again in the evening, they came back and narrated all the happenings, what happened and all. Then they said this, you know, this happened. Oh, Lord Jagannath is performing pastimes here also, huh? You know? So, Lord Jagannath, nobody can move Lord Jagannath. You know, by his own free will, he moves. Like that. So, like that. And then Jagannath also appeared, you know, very funnily in San Francisco. That's why Prabhupada gave that name, you know, New Jagannath Puri, you know, San Francisco. Once Malati Mataji, you know, she had this habit of shoplifting. So she went to an oriental shop where they are selling all these things. Then she saw, you know, doll-like thing, Jagannath, you know. So she liked it and then she picked it up, you know, and then kept it on the table of Srila Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada saw, hey, Jagannath, then immediately offered obeisances. Said all the Shyam Sundar Prabhu and all, they were shocked. Why Prabhupada is offering obeisance to this you know, doll? Said, then they asked, who is this? And they said, oh, Prabhupada said, this is Jagannath. There must be two other dolls like this. Said, okay, they are very expert in shoplifting. You know, so she went again and stole the other two also. Right? Other two also. Then they brought Jagannath Balde Subhadra, and then Prabhupada, you know, installed first, you know, in San Francisco. Frederick Street, right? Frederick Street. I went there. Then, you know, the way of installation, there were no havan and all that. Prabhupada told, you cook prasad and all, and then he brought, you know, candles. He brought candles. And he told all the hippies and all, they are all hippies and all, you know. No brahmanas are available. He told some devotees, you do kirtan. And till the time, you know, everybody would come and lit a candle and offer to Lord Jagannath. Subhadra and, you know, Baldev and Subhadra. Like that, everybody would come forward and, you know, like that. So that was the installation of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. You know. Prabhupada said, this is Jagannath Balde Subhadra, you know, like that. One day they went on a beach, the devotees to Shyam Sundar Prabhu, then Prabhupada told Shyam Sundar Prabhu to carve these deities. He was very expert carpenter and all. He would smoke with one hand and he would carve the deities of Jagannath. Prabhupada, he was asked, can I smoke, Swamiji? Okay, clean your hands after that. Like that. Then they installed like that. And then Prabhupada, they went on the beach and they took Lord Jagannath Balde Subhadra also. Jagannath, he took on the beach. Prabhupada was shocked, you know, why you brought him? So, you know, they said, Prabhupada, I say, gumane ke liye. Right? Then, you should have a fan here, you know, so much sweating. So, they, Prabhupada, you know, said, no, you should not bring Jagannath outside. Now he is installed, he will not come out. Only people will come to see him, and once in a year only he will come out. Then he said, okay, you do Jagannath Rath Yatra. Like that. Then Prabhupada commented that to some of his disciples, that everybody was offering candles, you know, everybody is offering candles. Then Prabhupada said, I saw Mahaprabhu is dancing. Gaunita is dancing in ecstasy. Right? So this is, that's how, you know, Srila Prabhupada took Lord Jagannath all over the world and then started this Rath Yatra. And then later on, Jayanand Prabhu, he became so famous. You know, he was so very nice, such a nice devotee. Everybody used to like him so much. But later on, when Jayanand Prabhu left his body, they all used to ask, where is the Jayananda? Where is the Jayananda? You know, all the officers. And so, because of his efforts, San Francisco Municipality Office, they declared a holiday on Jagannath Rath Yatra Day. And so many people used to come and all that. Then Prabhupada said, he single-handedly built the chariot after later on, like that. So Srila Prabhupada, instructed after he left his body, that you should keep his photograph, Jayanand Prabhu's photograph, on the chariots, and Subhadra chariot. On Subhadra chariot, they keep the photograph of Jayanand Prabhu, because who was instrumental in, starting the first Rath Yatra, then he is the first one to construct the chariot also, like that. So later on, Srila Prabhupada certified, he has gone back home, back to God. Like that. So, this is a wonderful festival. Devotees all over the world, they enjoy. Nowadays, of course, New York Rath Yatra is very famous. Right? In America, lot of devotees come and it's a big event in America. Like, otherwise also, many people, they like it, chariot festival, like that. So I will briefly describe, even Mahaprabhu performed a very ecstatic dance in front of Lord Jagannath during chariot. There were seven parties. So in the beginning, the what you call Pahandi festival. Then they bring Lord Jagannath. Then the Daitas. Daita means one who is very dear. Nowadays they say, caste feeling and all that. But these Daitas, they are Sabaras. They are not even Brahmanas and all. So they take service because they are serving Lord Jagannath very intimately. That's why they became Daitas. Like that. And they carry, one cushion. That is called Pahandi festival. Like that. So, then later on, King, he cleaned the road. That is why Mahaprabhu, he attracted the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later on, he showed the mercy. He was very pleased because even though he was a king, he broomed the streets of Jagannath Puri. So later on, they bring Lord Jagannath, Baldev Subhadra, and then the chariot festival starts. Mahaprabhu told his associates, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, then Vakreshwar Pandit, and Nityanand Prabhu, to be dancers in each party. Like that, there were seven parties with two mridanga players, one singer, five chorus players, and some kartal players and all. When Mahaprabhu was dancing, he would dance in each and every party. And then each party used to think, Mahaprabhu is dancing, in front of, along with us. Like that. So this nobody knew, but Maharaj Pratapudra, he could see the wonderful pastime of Lord Chaitanya appearing in all the seven parties and dancing. Like that. So that's why Atapite Deva Padambujadvayam Prashadaleshanu Grahita Dimahi. Right? So because he got the mercy by thus doing that menial service, he could see, which nobody others can see. Then Harichandan, he was Maharaj Pratapudra, he was keeping his hand on the shoulders of Harichandan and was having darshan of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes of dancing. Then meanwhile, Srivas Thakur was living, standing front. So Harichandan, he was pushing Srivas Thakur so that, he would give way for Maharaj Pratapudra to see dance. So later on, after 2-3 times, Srivas Thakur turned and he said, why are you pushing me like that? He became very angry. Then again he pushed him, then again he turned back and slapped him. To Harichandan. Then Harichandan wanted to speak something angrily. Maharaj Pratapudra said, don't do that. You are very fortunate that, you got the touch of devotee like Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. Nowadays if we hit somebody, they will file a case. Right? They don't think it is a mercy or anything. Like that. So, like that, then Mahaprabhu was dancing. Then he would perform, he would exhibit astakali, these eight kinds of symptoms of Mahabhav. And then people, they would very be surprised, you know. Like tears would come out from the eyes of like a jet, and the devotees were catching the tears and drinking. And then a foam would come out of Lord Chaitanya's mouth, and devotees would take that, and they all will, as soon as they take that maha, they would simply become ecstatic, and they would also roll. So Mahaprabhu would roll on the ground, and they think that some golden mountain is rolling. Like that, he performed wonderful pastimes. Then there is a pastime of he is singing some song. Seita Parnanath Painu Yathalagi Madana Dahane Juri Genu. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. Like that. Yah kaumar harasa eva hi varasta eva chaitra kshapas techon molita malati saurabhya praudha kadamba nilaha sachai vashmi tathapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidhau reva roda siveta sitarutale cheta samutkante. So this is, this he used to sing this verse. Then later on the meaning was given that when there was a solar eclipse happened in Kurukshetra, Krishna came from Dwarka, and Radharani and all, they also went to Kurukshetra, and they saw Krishna in Rajavesha. So Radharani said, I don't like this. I like Krishna, as a coward man, coward boy, doing all mischievous activities. We don't like this Rajavesha. You please come to Vrindavan. So they made them sit, Jagannath, Krishna, Balram and Subhadra, and they were sitting on the chariot. All the gopis, they pulled the chariot, from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. So that is called Rath Yatra, right? Because Radharani did not like the Rajavesha, so they wanted Krishna to come back, like that. So today also, Shivananda Sen's disappearance day. So Shivananda Sen is one of the assistants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was he is the devotee. Like I was saying other time also, I told. The grahasthas who are worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they were working only for 6 months. 6 months they were in Jagannath Puri. 2 months travel, 4 months in Jagannath Puri, attending various festivals. And that time there were no vehicles and all. So Shivananda Sen, he is the party leader. Then he used to bring all the Bengali devotees from Bengal to Jagannath Puri every year. And then his job is to construct temporary homes, kutiyas, and arrange prasad, then pay toll taxes, arrange boats if they have to cross the river, like that. That was his organizational manager is. Like that. One day, Shivananda Sen, he became very delayed because of, some toll tax problems and all that. So Nityananda Prabhu, he came and then he was waiting. There was no prasad and he was feeling very hungry. Right? That Bhuka Brahman, share barabar. Right? Radha Govind Maharaj is saying, for sudras and all, you make them work and then serve prasad. Otherwise, they will go away. Right? For brahmanas, yes, Mother Yashoda used to do like that. For brahmanas, you feed them first and they will do a lot of work. Right? But if a brahmana, you keep him hungry, then he will become like a tiger, So Nityananda Prabhu became very angry. And said, who is this rascal? Why this rascal did not arrange prasad for me? Then he cursed. Because he kept me hungry, he didn't feed me on time. I am cursing that his sons will die. Then Shivananda's wife and all, they started crying. What happened? What will happen? Then meanwhile, somebody informed Shivananda Sen that Nityananda Prabhu is very angry. Then he came running. You know, he came running. And as soon as Shivananda Sen saw, Lord Nityananda saw Shivananda Sen, he kicked him with his lotus feet. You know. Then he didn't become angry, Shivananda Sen. Then he clasped his lotus feet. Said, "Today my life has become perfect." And why? Because you have accepted me as your servant, that's why you chastised me. Right? Jo apne ko ma, you know, daatte hai na. Right? Jo hum nahi sam, jo, if you think that somebody is not belonging to us, we may, if somebody is doing wrong, we will leave them. Oh yeah. Mere ko kya padi hai? Why do I care? But if somebody belongs to us, and we think that he is very dear to me, if he is doing something wrong, we'll chastise. Right? So, then, that's how, you know, a brahmana is angry, anger just lives for only for few seconds. So that is why if a brahmana becomes angry, one should not retaliate. You just cool down, you know, then he'll become all right, and then you beg, you know, forgiveness, or, you know, then he will give benediction. Right? So, Shivananda Sen, when he said that, Nityananda Prabhu's anger immediately went away. So, wow, I am very pleased, you know. Meanwhile, Shrikant Sen, his nephew, Shivananda Sen's nephew, he became very disturbed. Are Shivananda Sen is doing so much service, you know, he is arranging all these, you know, tents and prasad and, you know, toll tax and everything, you know. There is such a small mistake, he cursed. He went away and then he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood the mind of Shivananda Sen. That's why he didn't disturb him. One more time, one dog was accompanying Shivananda's party. And then Shivananda Sen allowed the dog to come. Then he arranged a separate boat because Vaishnavas, they don't like to touch a dog. So that he arranged a separate boat for the dog to come and all. So later on, the dog also was introduced to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya used to give coconut pieces and tell the dog, "Chant Hare Krishna." And the dog used to chant Hare Krishna. Right? Then one day the dog was chanting Hare Krishna and he left his body. Right? So all the devotees were amazed that, wow, you know, see the mercy of a pure devotee. Because this dog has received the mercy, favor of a pure devotee, Lord Chaitanya delivered that dog. Like that. So, then the Swarup Damodara Goswami is an associate of Lord Chaitanya. Right from the childhood he was a sannyasi. Then he was a secretary to Lord Chaitanya. Anybody would write something and bring. He did not go to Lord Chaitanya before going through Swarup Damodara Goswami. Right? So, he is a very intimate associate. It is considered that Vishakha in Lord Krishna's pastimes. Lalitaji and Vishakha, they are intimate associates of Radharani. And Lalitaji is next to Krishna. Then Vishakha is next to Radharani. Right? So they know the moods of Radha and Krishna very intimately. And they know. That is why Vishakha knows the mood of Radharani. Ramananda Rai is Vishakha. So, and Lalita knows the mood of Krishna. So they were actually teaching Lord Chaitanya how to love Krishna. You know? So, seeing the mood of Lord Chaitanya, Swarup Damodara Goswami would recite the relevant verses from Bhagavatam, Chandidaska, that poems, then Geet Govinda, like that. So that is the pastime of like that. Then Ramanand Rai, he would narrate, you know, intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Like that, Mahaprabhu is surrounded by this pure, two intimate associates, Swarup Damodara Goswami and Ramanand Rai. Right? So Swarup Damodara Goswami, here, once one devotee came and then he presented something and there were some mistakes, philosophical mistakes. Then Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodara Goswami chastised him. Then he said, "Bhagavat padegiya Bhagavat sthane." You must study Bhagavatam under the guidance of a person Bhagavat. Right? Like that. So like this, on the disappearance day of sort of great devotees of the Lord, we should pray, because Prabhupada said, on the appearance and disappearance days of the acharyas, they become more merciful. So we should pray to them that give the mercy so that we will get pure devotion service, you know, at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And also Rath Yatra is there today. Please, all of us, we should go there, Rath Yatra, and dance and chant and dance in front of Lord Jagannath. And you know, actually, last year I went to Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra, and it's huge crowd. I almost lost my life. So, so many people lose their lives. Then I was thinking, why did I come here? You know, I should have sat in my AC room and watched on internet. But actually, I'm telling you, actually, when Lord Jagannath was brought on the chariot, and then chariot was being pulled, then it came very near, and then I had darshan of Lord Jagannath, and I really felt, you know, all the devotees, Jagannath, Jagannath, Jaga, Jaga, they were crying and shouting and pulling, and in spite of all these things, you know, when I had darshan of Lord Jagannath on the chariot, I became so ecstatic. You know, I felt that mahal was different. Then I thought, oh, every year we should go. Even though it is troublesome, it's worth it. Like, it's so wonderful to have darshan of Lord Jagannath on the chariot. You feel the ecstasy, when you see Lord Jagannath on the... Once I saw in 1996, they put, you know, black marks on Jagannath's face. I said, what happened? You know, they didn't paint properly or what? Then later on, one devotee explained, no, itna sare log aate hain, nazar lag jata hai na, isliye usko nazar lagate, nazar uthate, like that. Actually, Jagannath is so beautiful, you know, so beautiful on the chariot. It's really worth seeing. Of course, because this year I went to Badrinath, I didn't go. Otherwise, next year I will. Okay? Hare Krishna. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maya ki, Sarup Damodar Goswami ki, Shivananda Sen Mahasai ki, Gaur Premanande. Yeah.